memory of his mother, Elkabas Moshe Chaim, whose yahrzeit is coming up the day after Tzom Gedaliah, Dal Tishrei. So we come to, this is such a beautiful Mishnah. All of the Mishnayos are so beautiful about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva we talked about yesterday. Misha Lora Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lora Simcha Miyamav, and we talked about the Vayares Halayla. You walk through Yerushalayim and it's 2 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night and it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 11 a.m. and it's just an amazing thing to conjure up. So this Mishnah that we'll read was developed by the Rambam in a spectacular way, I have to say. So we'll take a look. Chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh yom mirakdim lifneihem bavuko shel or shebiyadeihem. They would dance with torches. Okay, don't always try that at home. And it was specifically the very pious people. And they would sing. You couldn't even count. So again, when the Mishnah began with Hechalil, that was just the one that you used to hear. But the truth of the matter is that there were all of these instruments that were involved. So the way that the Beis HaMikdash was set up, the Ezras Nashim was in the east, and then you had to go upstairs, what we call there 15 steps. So we have the 15 Shir HaMalos that David HaMelech authored in Sefer Tehillim from Mizmor Kuf Chaf to Mizmor Kuf Lamed Daled, the Shirei HaMalos, so that they were recited on those steps. Al Machamesh Esrei Malos, Ayardes Mez Yisrael Ezras Nashim, Kenegi Chamisha Esar Shir HaMalos Shabbat Tehillim, Aleim Levim Omdim Bechlei Shir Vomim Shira. So they would sing the Shira. Vamdu Shnei Kohanim B'Shara Elyon. Shara Elyon is a Shem Nirdaf. It's a synonym for the Shara Nikanor. Shara Nikanor, remembers that's where the Metzora sticks in their thumbs like this because they can't enter. There's a Chutzar Kippurim. Okay. Shiorid Me'ezras Yisrael Ezras Nashim Ushtei Chatzotzos B'Yadeim Kraha Geber. So when it comes to dawn, the end of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Taku Ve'Hiriu V'Taku. So they would sound the shofar three times. Yula Mala Asiris, they'd come up to the 10th step. They would do it again. Taku Ve'Hiriu V'Taku. So that's 6 total. Higula Azara. Taku Ve'Hiriu V'Taku. That's 9. Hayu Token V'Hochen Ad Shemagin L'Shara Yotzi L'Mizrach. Till they got to the eastern gate. Right, this is where they're going to head out to the Mei Shiloach. So they could get the flowing waters for the Nisach HaMayim. So they would turn around for a second and face west. And they would say, during the period of Bayis Rishon, as the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, they used to face east because they were sun worshippers. So they made a point of turning around to the west where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was and say, we are not sun worshippers. So agav, well, all of this discussion of the tzkios, and then we'll circle back to the Rambam that I alluded to. So we just have a general mission that deals with the maximum number of tzkios that we could have on any given day. And pochsen miyasim v'achas tzkios b'mikdash yin mosifin al arba mishmona. That's lab dafka, because the truth is, it doesn't happen that often, but Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos, which we had last year, we'll have again in 2025. And then the next time after that is 2045. I'm retiring after I said that'll be enough. Okay, I already looked at the calendar. So Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos doesn't happen that often. Okay, so that will be 57, the way that works out. You can do the math, it's 57. Regular, you don't have more than 48. So B'chol Yom, Hayu Shamesri V'achas Tiyo, Shalosh L'Psicha Sha'arim, they open the gates, that's 3. B'teisha L'tamid Shol Shachar, up to 12. Good, so that's the average day, 21. Of a Musafin, it was a special day of Musaf, let's say Shabbos, Mosivin Oteshah, so that's 30. Uve Erev Shabbos, Hayu Mosivin Otesh, Shalosh Lahavtil Ami Malacha, right, people who have spent Shabbos in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, they know about this, right, the sirens go off. So they got that from the Beis HaMikdash. I think it goes off 3 times, right? I haven't been there many, many years. My understanding is that it goes off 3 times. Veshalosh Lahavtil Bin Kodesh Lachol. Do they still do this in Yerushalayim when Shabbos is over? They have sirens? Everybody know? It's been many, many years for me. Shmuel, do they have? Okay. Effie, you didn't hear. You didn't hear. Okay. Aval Berab, Erev Shabbat Kain, Nachon? Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. So we have to be mechazik then. They should do it for Havdalah also. So Erev Shabbat Shabbat Soch, I guess they don't know whether Rabbeinu Tam or the Briskers, the 90 minute. That could be a machlokas. Erev Shabbat Shabbat Soch, Chagai Yusham Arbaim Mushmona. So there were 48. 3, L'psicha Sha'arim, Shalosh L'Shar Elyon, V'Shalosh L'Shar HaTachton, that's 9, Shalosh L'Miloy Hamayim, and they would actually get the water of the Shiloach, is 12, V'Shalosh L'Gabim Mizbeach, they would do another 3, so that's 15, Teish L'Tamid Shal Shachar, 24, Teish L'Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, 33, Teish L'Musafin, 42, Shalosh L'Havdil Sa'amin HaMalacha, 45, B'shalosh lahavdil bin kodesh l'chol, so that would get you up to that magic number of 48. So I just wanted to circle back a little bit. So the Mishnah had said previously that the ones who led the Simchas Beis HaShoeva were the Chasidim and the Anshei Maisis. I have here just the quotation from the Rambam that I wanted to get to, so it's easy for me to read it inside. So the Rambam writes the following. It's remarkable. Mitzvah laharbos b'simchazo. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you really want to go extra. V'lo yosin osa ame ha'aretz. See, it wasn't just, you know, karaoke night that anybody could do it. It's an amazing scene. So you'd have down there, you'd have Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Rav and Rav Aaron Cutler, and they would be doing their thing. The Rav is a little bit levy, so I guess he would be singing and they would all be doing their thing, and everybody would be watching. So the Rambam only paskins this way in one other area of halacha, and it becomes a very important lesson for us. The only other halacha in Yad HaChazaka, where the Rambam says it's davka, the Rashi Yeshivos and the Rashi Sanhedrin. You remember in Hilchot Shabbos, when you have to violate Shabbos to save a life. But the Rambam says, you don't allow the Amei Haaretz to do it. It has to be the Gdolei Chachamim, so that everybody realizes it's not a Kula and Shabbos, it's a Chumra and Pikuach Nefesh. So that otherwise people would be Mizalzel. People would say, oh, you know, Shabbos isn't that serious. So you get the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. I had a friend when his wife was pregnant with their first child. So he asked, literally, I don't think they complied, but he went around to different Rashi Yeshiva and Yitzchak Elchan, and he asked them if they would do the malachos for him at the time. I think they said that, you know, it would probably take too long. But the point is that the Rambam wants to say it's not a Zilzul Shabbos, it's a Chomer Pikuach Nefesh. So it's obviously the same lamdas here in Hilchos Lulav. Why do you need the Rashi Yeshiva to do the dances? But they're the only ones who could dance? No, but the whole point is that you don't want people to be mizalzel and say this is all a big joke, you know, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it's just a party. No, the Rambam wants us to understand it's an avoda gedola, like we spoke about yesterday. Hasimcha shiyisma chadam v'asiyas hamitzvah v'avas hakel shetziva ben avoda gedola hi. And as the Rambam says, v'chol amonei atzmo v'simcha zo ro'i liparei arimenu shenemar tachas ha'shel avata as Hashem alkecha v'simcha v'tuv levav mirov kol. When the Rambam wants you to understand that something is really serious, that this is a chumran pikuach nefesh, not a zilzul Shabbos, so bring out the Rashi Yeshiva. The Rambam wants you to understand, Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not just karaoke night, but it's really an avoda gedola, right, to lismoach lifnei Hashem. So then you have to bring out the big guns. You have to bring out the Rashi Yeshiva. Otherwise, people will really just think that it's a party. They're not going to take it that seriously, and it will be devoid of spiritual content.